Hare Krishna. I have no proper words to express the gratitude I feel upon being in your wonderful association after a long time. Thank you very much. During these days, I have seen and heard of extraordinary progress being made, successes in the prosperity of the internal culture of our Krishna consciousness, as well as our outreach to other conditioned souls. I thank you for that. Also, several severe crises has come about wherein we have found the prayers of the devotees in such heartfelt unity being offered to Vaishnavas. Times of crises amazingly bring out these qualities amongst those who are true in Krishna consciousness. Nitya Krishna Prabhu had such serious health problem, unconscious for so many days. And in that situation, so many devotees extended themselves to, in their prayers and in their emotional and physical help for the families. Raghupati Prabhu also had very serious health crisis, and a wonderful brahmachari. Not only was everyone in the brahmachari ashram just pouring their hearts out in prayer for his recovery, but in a perfectly Krishna conscious way, the grihastas, unmarried ladies, children, everyone was united and praying and doing everything they could for his recovery. And just yesterday, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Prabhupada's dear secretary, who was so beloved by our devotees here, he would have died without doubt if someone didn't come forward to offer 2/3 of their liver as a donation. The liver is one of the most vital, largest organs in the body. And one of our devotees from Radha Gopinath Temple, Gopinath Prabhu, came forward. He has a wife, Parijata, and a 2-year-old child, Rasanath. He never even met Shyam Sundar Prabhu before. It's an 8-hour surgery, minimum. Months of pain to recover after the surgery. And many dangers in that period. And risk of life. How many people are willing to do that? Go through that immense suffering and risk. His surgery was about 8 hours. Shamsundar's Prabhu's was over 10 hours. But when I spoke to him on the phone, just a day and a half before the surgery, he was so ecstatic and grateful that of all the people in the world, he had the good fortune of making this offering. And he told me that he was calling different people for blessings. Sachinandan Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj, Jayadvaita Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and they were all just offering such gratitude and blessings to him. But then he spoke to one doctor from Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And that doctor told him that the greatest danger of this surgery you're going to go through, this ordeal, is not that you may die, which you may, not that there may be complications for the rest of your life, which there may, not that you are definitely going to be suffering for the next 9 weeks afterward. The greatest danger that I see in this surgery is that you become proud that you have done something so great. This is the doctors of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. I was wondering whose lectures they were listening to get this idea. No, I would say giving 1,000,000 rupees, giving 1 crore of rupees, giving 10 crores of rupees. Is nothing in comparison to a donation as this. Because usually people who give 10 crores of rupees don't suffer so much for doing it. They don't risk so much. Sometimes, but usually not. It's a wonderful example. When we speak about Vaishnav Seva, it's a very deep subject. Doesn't just mean, you know, putting a little extra ghee in the parathas you cook for them. Or making a nice garland. That is also Vaishnav Seva. That should be continued. But from one of our own people here at Radha Gopinath Temple, we are witnessing a very serious, genuine. There could be nothing artificial or superficial about giving 2/3 of your liver to someone and going through the whole surgical process of doing so. So yes, we're so grateful to Krishna for bringing Nitya Krishna Prabhu back to be smiling upon us once again. And Raghupati Prabhu and all the united prayers and services you've rendered to help these devotees and the exhibition of sacrificial devotional service that has been offered to Shamsundar Prabhu. It's beautiful. These crises are sad in one sense, but they also bring out the essence of bhakti in those who are sincere. You see, bhakti is not about me. It's not about I and mine. It's about pleasing Krishna. The gopis were willing to give up everything to please Krishna. That is standard. That is the beauty of life. That is the sweetness of Vrindavan. And now Radha Gopinath, they have attracted 6 magnificent elephants to their entourage of associates on the altar. And they are attracted many thousands and thousands of associates outside the altar. Let us strive for the genuine spirit of selfless service and the pure chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
And Raghupati Prabhu, I heard when he came out of his heart attack condition, he was preaching to all the doctors and nurses about how fortunate he was. And thanking Krishna for everything. So beautiful. I think he learned some of that from his lifelong friend, Stoka Krishna Prabhu. That is real life, not this cheap thrills of trying to make the scene in society and finding some sensual pleasures. This is real life, life of substance, fulfillment, the heart and the soul. I sent a message to Nitya Krishna Prabhu through Svaita Manjari Devi. This is what I heard. You can verify to what extent it is accurate. That he wasn't acknowledging people so much when he was just in that state between consciousness and unconsciousness. So Svaita Manjari Devi gave him a message that Radhanath Swami says if you have to get better because he needs some dental work that he wants you to do for him. And for the first time he smiled and shook his head like, Yes, I will get better. If that is what I was told. So this is a devotee. He lives for service. Otherwise, there's no enthusiasm to live without service. Thank you very much. I thank everyone. Now please honor Prasad. And we'll meet you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Gau Premanandi, Ananti Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Thank you very much.